Rally.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. Welcome.
It was a time. It was an age of glee and heartache.
Oh, the days, the growing trees, the fires at night, the rain and the sunshine.
It was an age where I believed I could do anything. It was an age of motionlessness. Oh, the days. A singular mind made up can do everything. I think I sat and looked at videos on my phone most of the days.
Of the days and the nights, life was ahead, and it was behind. It was a period of my life that flew by, and one that lasted forever.
I know you have heard this before.
Oh, the days, the noises of those days still ring in my ears. The trap beat, the lyrical hook, the sound of traffic.
The ups and downs, the greatest and the worst.
But the day is today.
Up, up, up. It only goes up.
Up, up, up. It always goes up.
Back and forth.
Back and forth.
Faster at first, then slower, methodically placed just out of reach.
I can get there. I can volley it back.
Rally.
The ups and downs, the greatest and the worst. The day is today. Up, up, up. It only goes up.
And down. But if it goes down, that means that there is more room to go up.
Stop, Go Stop is pleased to present episode 182.
Rally.
You're on the tennis court, ready to play a match. A game of strategy.
Imagine you're standing at the edge of a vast garden, filled with all kinds of plants, trees, and flowers. This garden is special. It's not just any garden, but one where every plant you grow has the potential to flourish and bring you bountiful rewards.
Anticipation and execution, where every shot you take can change the outcome.
When you decide to start your garden, you begin by planting seeds. Each seed represents an investment, a small piece of potential that, with the right care and conditions, can grow into something valuable.
You start the match by serving the ball. This serve is your entry.
Just like in any garden, the goal is simple. Nurture your plants, and over time, they will bear fruit, providing you with a bountiful harvest.
The ball crosses the net, and your opponent returns it. You respond with a forehand.
But before you can start planting, you need the right tools and a place to plant your seeds. This is where your garden plot,
or brokerage, comes into play.
The game unfolds.
As the rally continues, you're constantly adjusting your position.
Sometimes the ball comes at you fast, and you need to react quickly, akin to responding to sudden changes. Other times, the ball is slow, giving you time to set up for the perfect shot.
Your garden plot is the space where you can plant your seeds, while your tools, like watering cans, shovels, and fertilizers, are the resources and knowledge you use to help your garden grow.
Once you've prepared your plot, it's time to choose what to plant. You might decide to plant individual seeds, carefully selecting those you believe will thrive in your garden. Each return in the rally is a decision. Do you play it safe and hit a solid, steady shot down the middle? Or do you go for a risky angle?
Rally.
That's a blazing strange answer.
Take that message back, and they will know that I received this.
Did you hear the message?
I did.
What did you make of it?
Nothing at all.
That's a coincidence.
After that, I won't trust much at all.
I trust that you are on the level.
Yes.
Yes, well then. It has been 15 years since I have been back here.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
I believe so.
But did you adapt a new home?
No. I have always considered this my home.
I entreat you to tell me more.
You know my parents didn't have much. That my parents were bad at business and all things that had to do with money.
Oh, really? I would have never guessed.
Yes. They never knew a dollar very long. They were always exchanging them for this and that. But still, they never had any great possessions. They seemed to buy things that would break or that they would just throw away.
But as I look at you, you look so refined, so cultured.
I am like many people, not what I seem. I do have business before me today, so I will skip to the part of this story that might be of use to you.
Oh, if you must, I am enjoying our back and forth. My day isn't full today, but go ahead, if you must. Courage. Business. You have business before you today, so let's not dilly-dally on that, which is not of utmost importance.
That's right. I believe your mother knew my mother. And they were both broken and hardened and had never been in love with either of our fathers. That they were unavailable to the two of us emotionally when we were children. That because of the customs and morality of the time, they felt fidelity to the family, even if that fidelity provided them nothing but responsibilities that they did not want.
While I wish you were lying, I know that this is true. On my mother's deathbed, she had one thing to say to me, she said. Don't do as I have done.
I don't know if that is what she said. I think that was her ghost and not her right mind. I am sure she, in her right mind, was saying, I have been free. I have been happy. That you have not seen the real me. That even though I have held fidelity over all, I have found that my life is my life, and that I have done everything that I should have done. That, my darling, don't do what I have done because you are not me. My life was built on the foundation of my day. You and your life is not built on sand, but on a slightly more sturdy shale. The clay, silt, mud, and dead that were compacted to make this foundation took years of heat and pressure. Do not discount this process. It has given you a way forward. Do not follow my suffering. Find happiness in my tears, nothing more.
I see. I didn't hear that in those words, those six words.
You must listen closer. To hear is a gift, to listen is a task. To understand, that is a convenience.
What business do you have that will take us from this discussion in just a short moment?
A Zoom call with a long-term client. They have a business that is about to implode on itself. One not meant to last, built on lies and deceit. The bitter business of telling someone that their dreams should be discouraged, that they should sell off all of their assets, that the chair that they sit on is worth more than the work they do while sitting on it.
It is so. It is what must be done.
It is so much worse. So many have invested in this dream. So many hopes and dreams.
Courage, my friend. The worst will be over in a moment. It is but passing the threshold, and the worst is over. Then all the good you bring to him, all the relief, all the happiness you bring to him. Let your Zoom know that it is time to dream another story. Come now. Business. Business.
Yes. And a beautiful world we live in when it is possible, and when many other such things are possible, and not only possible, but done. Done. Under that sky there, every day. Long live the day. Perhaps you choose a strong oak tree, a blue chip plant, or a vibrant sunflower, symbolizing a high growth company. Alternatively, you could plant a variety of seeds all at once, similar to investing in a diversified fund, ensuring that no matter what the weather brings, something in your garden will grow.
Or do you go for a risky angle, hoping to outmaneuver your opponent?
As you plant your seeds, you'll have to decide how to tend to them.
The safer shot is less likely to go wrong.
While the riskier play could win you the point or lose it.
Some plants require immediate attention and frequent watering, while others need time and patience to take root. As the rally progresses, you're aiming for two things. You might choose to water one plant every day, nurturing it with care, or you might set up a drip system, ensuring your garden is consistently tended to without much daily effort.
As your garden grows, there are two main ways you can reap the rewards. The first is through the harvest. When your plants mature and bear fruit, you can gather what they produce, representing the growth and profits of your investments.
Either to outlast your opponent, winning through consistency, or to find the perfect moment to hit a winning shot.
Imagine planting a seed for a fruit tree at the start of spring, and by the end of the season, it's loaded with ripe apples ready to be picked. That's your capital gain, the result of your hard work and patience.
The second way is through the flowers that bloom along the way.
These are your two paths.
Wearing down your opponent.
Some plants, while growing, produce beautiful flowers that you can enjoy throughout the season. These flowers are like dividends, small rewards that your investments give you even before the final harvest.
Or delivering a powerful smash that ends the rally.
Throughout the rally, you're reading your opponent. Not all plants will bloom in this way, but those that do offer a delightful bonus as your garden matures. However, gardening isn't always easy.
The weather can be unpredictable, with storms that threaten to damage your plants or droughts that stunt their growth.
You're looking for patterns predicting where the next shot will go.
Just like in investing, these challenges represent the risks you take. Some plants may not survive, and some investments may not yield the results you hoped for.
Is your opponent getting tired? Are they favoring a particular side?
But that's the nature of gardening. You win some, you lose some.
Then there's the element of endurance. Despite the risks, gardening offers great rewards. A long rally can be exhausting, but keeping your focus and staying disciplined is key.
You win some, you lose some.
It seems that you could wait a bit longer to tell this client the news of their demise. What harm would it be?
A harm to my mind, to how I see the world.
But to him, it is just another day. You can even continue to receive a check, some coin for your non-action.
Oh yes, for a moment I thought it was a way I go. Just look into the sky and watch the clouds. Hope his word cloud of a business model suddenly becomes a bull and drives the market upwards.
What is this? Are you crying?
I'm just remembering my mother on her deathbed. What a pair we are, this beautiful day, and only thinking of our saddest moments. Couldn't we think of anything else?
You know what my mother said with her last moment on Earth. A moment I think about all too often, even years later. Now tell me what your mother said on her deathbed.
It wasn't anything of note or even to remember. It was a question and a short monologue. She sat up from her bed and said, "Whose voice was that? At another time you will know my name, and to my father and my mother. I cannot tell if you are here. All I can tell is that I am here, that I sit and pray and wait for you to touch me, to bless me. If you hear my voice, let me know and I will rejoice. That I could hear you again, that your voices would ring in harmony, a song that would know that the light of freedom is heard, that the shackles of this world are almost up, that my duty to those around me have been done for a reason, that that reason is almost here. If you hear my voice, call out so I know that something is there. I cannot tell if you are here. I cannot tell if there is a beyond. I weep for it. I weep for home. Please let me know. If you do not, all will be for naught." And then she took her last breath and was gone.
Oh my, what an emotional, moving act of humanity.
At another time or place, she had been practicing that speech for the last year and would say it before she went to bed each night. When she did speak it for the last time, it didn't have the energy it did when I heard it before. The sweet music it called for seemed too rehearsed.
Oh, so is life, sometimes blooming with energy, other times rotting on the vine.
Yes, to Zoom, I go, to crush a dream and live a life I can be proud of. One that is unrehearsed and looking for what is around the next bend.
The ups and downs, the greatest and the worst. The day is today. Up, up, up. It only goes up.
And down. But if it goes down, that means that there is more room to go up.
Over time, with care and attention, your garden can flourish, providing you with a plentiful harvest year after year.
It's about knowing when to stay in the game and when to go for that winning shot.
And sometimes, despite your best efforts, the key is to be patient, understanding that plants need time to grow and that the fruits of your labor may not be immediate. One of the best ways to ensure a successful garden is through diversification. You miss a shot.
Just as you wouldn't plant only one type of crop, you wouldn't rely on a single investment. By planting a variety of flowers, vegetables, and trees, you create a garden that can withstand different conditions. If one crop fails, another might thrive, ensuring you always have something to harvest.
The ball goes out, or you hit the net.
As a gardener, you'll also need to keep an eye on your plants, checking for signs of growth or distress, and adjusting your care routine as needed. You might consult gardening books, use tools like soil testers, or even seek advice from experienced gardeners to ensure your plants are healthy and thriving.
As your garden grows, you'll also have to consider the impact of the seasons.
Just as taxes affect your investments, the changing seasons can affect your garden.
There are losses, just like there are missed shots, but every rally gives you another chance.
Some plants may need to be pruned or harvested before the first frost, while others might be planted in the fall to bloom in the spring. You learn from your mistakes.
Gardening can be an emotional journey. The excitement of seeing your first sprouts emerge can quickly turn to concern when pests invade or a storm rolls in.
Adjusting your strategy for the next point, the next, and the next, and the next.
But successful gardeners know how to stay calm and stick to their plan, tending to their garden with care and consistency, knowing that the results will come in time.
Oak grow,
grow, or lose it,
or lose it.
Oak tree, winning, grow. Winning,
divin, or lose divin,
is your five. You win some, you win some, divin, under some. You lose some, you win some,
under some.
Thrive,
you lose some.
You have been listening to episode 182, Rally. The Stop Go Stop podcast is written and produced by John Wenzel. From Chicago to your ears, thank you for listening.